Nau mai, waru tapu, hare mai ki kone.
Morena, it's Elijah and Karen here. We are the lead pastors of Unite. We are a church of small communities that apprentice under Jesus.
As a community of prayerful love, we desire to grow as apprentices of Jesus according to the Bible by the power of his Spirit.
Would we be those that know, practice, and carry the love of Jesus?
Knowing the love of Jesus in our hearts.
Practicing it in prayerful community.
And carrying it as missionaries into this world. This week, we traverse chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew, and we want to spend just a little bit of time talking about parables, what they are and why they were used by Jesus. Parables are short stories that are told to teach a deep truth. Jesus spoke in parables to show us how he sees the world. These parables are about God, his story, his heart, and his personality. They are a commentary on what Jesus is doing in ushering in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus uses parables not as explainers, but to subvert culture and personal assumptions on God and life. These mini narratives are a form of indirect communication to reveal and test the heart or true intention of a person or community. So Jesus uses this form of indirect communication. Direct would just be, this is exactly it. Indirect is kind of like a roundabout way of getting there. And he didn't do it on accident. There's a reason why he chose to go around about and not go straight to it. And he used this kind of communication to speak past the principle. So the principle being kind of like a moral truth or value that you can apply and therefore, you know, apply to your life and therefore be in control of. He wanted to speak past that and to the heart, the kind of the heart being my response to the person of God, my core response to the person of God. So Jesus wasn't a mistake. He wasn't accidentally doing that. Many times we could say, oh, Jesus, I wish you spoke like this or clearly like this. No, but there's a reason why he did what he did. You might wish what you want, but Jesus spoke in a way as God. So the one who is the most intelligent person to ever have lived, in a way to communicate something for our benefit. So why did he do this? Why did he speak in this way? Because Jesus was inviting those listening into a relationship that starts at the core of their being, their hearts. He was in essence inviting those listening to be a searcher, a discoverer, and a wrestler, to search for truth, to discover the goodness of God in Jesus, and to wrestle with the tensions of life as it is and life as God intended it to be. Jesus hides truth so that we don't just hear about it, but we experience it. We engage in the direction of truth, which is the presence of Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit. So Jesus conceals truth in parables so that those who are not ready to obey do not understand, because more understanding means more accountability, more responsibility. Greater revelation of truth equals greater responsibility on us to walk it out. It is the mercy of God to conceal truth for those that are not hungry, because you see, Jesus is kind. So the parables of Jesus point straight to our hearts and ask us, how will we respond to the kingdom of heaven as shown to us in Jesus? And one key question is, are you hungry? Are you hungry for the kingdom of God? Do you desire Jesus?
That's great. That's really helpful teaching. I am going to read a Instagram post. Elijah posted it on our Facebook community place. And I just thought it is, it's just really helpful and simple, and helps us to remember what is important and what Jesus is asking us to do. So I will read it and then I've got a few thoughts. So he says, this is James Murray, who's a pastor in Australia. Dear fellow Christian, one of the most frequently made statements about the church should be, look how they love each other. A forgotten, ignored, or overlooked scripture in recent times is John 13:34-35. And this is Jesus speaking. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Jesus didn't say they will know you're my disciples by your church attendance, your worship playlist, the cross, or scripture references on your social media profile. He didn't even say by the way you talk about him. He said they will know you are my disciples by how you love each other. In other words, how Christians love other Christians matters. The love he was talking about wasn't emotion driven, it wasn't feelings inspired. It was one way sacrificial love exemplified in Jesus, which is now meant to be exemplified in his disciples, which is you and me, if you're a follower of Jesus. What does one way sacrificial love look like? It means constantly serving each other because that's what Jesus did. It means constantly forgiving each other because that's what Jesus did. It means being constantly, consistently patient with each other because that's what Jesus did. It means being consistently generous with each other because that's what Jesus did. It means being consistently kind with each other because that's what Jesus did. It means consistently bearing one another's burdens because that's what Jesus did. The city on the hill that stands out in a dark, cold world is not our theology, it's our loving example seen in the context of the church community. He makes it clear and simple. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? Those are good, solid questions for us always all to consider in our faith journey, no matter how far along we are. If he says something, gives a command, it's a no-brainer that we should endeavor to practice this. And what better way to practice, or what better place to practice, is in your faith community. If he does something, it's a no-brainer that this is our example for how we should endeavor to live. He is our example of a holy life lived on earth with a life that trusts the Father.
Yeah, that's great. And it's important to note that all these elements, bearing with, forgiving, being generous, helping, are born from a place of seeking to understand one another. So these acts of love flow from a desire to know each other and to understand each other, which requires a commitment to a relationship.
Awesome. I'm just quickly going to pray and then we'll go on to our questions. God, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for his words and his example. And I just ask, Lord, that you would speak to us, speak to our hearts, speak to our communities, on how, show us where we're loving each other, show us how we could love each other, and that would show the people around us who you are, and that we're your disciples. I thank you for your kindness in all of this, that it's not a tick box or a check box, but it's a relationship in amongst other relationships. So just ask that you would speak to our hearts and speak to our practice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So good. So our questions for this week, Tahi, how has the Holy Spirit been at work in your day-to-day this past week?
Rua, how is Jesus working in your heart at the moment?
And Puru, what do you need from your neighbourhood church at the moment? And another way to phrase this is, how can we hold one another in prayerful love this week?
To end, thank you, Unite, for your regular gifts of time and money, committing yourselves to the word and prayer and to the practice of Christ's love and community. We are thankful to Jesus for you.
As we do weekly, let's take some time to stop and consider our money and treasures before God. Let's offer them up again and worship to God as a part of our apprenticeship to Jesus. And if you want to start tithing, you know, giving regularly, if that's something on your heart to do, talk to your neighborhood church shepherd or go on the website. It's quite easy to do. So let me pray this over us. Father God, thank you for providing for us, for tithes and offerings provided to Unite, our church. And thank you for your Spirit leading us in generosity in many ways. We trust you with our money, possessions, time and choices, God. And we trust that you are good and that you lead us well. In your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And then you can find information about Unite and get in contact via our website, unitechurch.org.nz.
Fantastic. This little video is in a podcast form on Spotify, so you can check that out.
We have our youth group at the moment on Thursday night, so ask your neighbourhood shepherd if you have any questions about that.
Absolutely. And finally, if you want to get baptised, talk to your neighbourhood shepherd or contact us. And our next All-In gathering is the end of this month, 26th of November.
November. May we rest in the goodness of our Father. May we trust in Jesus as Lord. May the Holy Spirit form us and guide us as we journey together. May we practice Christ's love in community. May we partner with God in putting the world back together. And above all else and in all things, may we know that we are truly and wholly loved by God.
Amen. I was just thinking, Karen, why do they call it November? With all the things I said yes to this month, I should call it Yesvember. That's good, eh? So, we're praying for you in the love of Jesus. Aroha nui.
Bye.